New episode of Klein Alley Show is about to begin, but before that can happen, Alley, let's tell the people what they need to know.
You mean about San Bernardino International Airport?
Of course I'm talking about the San Bernardino International Airport. Easy, close, and not LAX.
And parking is always just $5 a day, which means it is El Cheapo approved.
Fly nonstop to Provo, Utah for all the skiing, snowboarding, or wives you can handle.
And of course you can fly into my hometown of San Francisco. San Bernardino International Airport. When airports smell great.
Ta-da-da. Every morning around this time, give you a chance to get a little bit richer. Allie's money's up for grabs. She does deliver the news on the show a little bit later. You'll get the ADD news. Then we'll jabber again. It's another round of us trying to impregnate Allie. Yesterday, there's, Jake, you can see this video. All of it's up on our Instagram at Klein Alley Show, and some of it's on the YouTube.
Warning, sensitive content.
Allie pulled her pants down, and Jake jabbed her with the needle. And apparently, according to tons of nurses and medical professionals that have watched the video and reached out to us, everything that Jake did yesterday was wrong.
Well, I could have told you that when I looked at the welts on my ass, the bruising, and the handprint.
He told me to slap you.
Yeah, well, I didn't realize that it was going to be so hard that it left physical marks on my body. I mean, I had Jake's fingers imprinted on my ass all day yesterday.
Everything he did, from his technique to how he jabbed you with the needle, even the location, I think, he chose on your butt was all wrong. And, we don't want to mess.
She chose it. She, squeezed and put it right here.
We don't want to mess up Allie's chance of getting pregnant, because this has been a journey that she's been trying to get to the finish line of for a while.
And thank you for helping me, by the way.
And we're doing our best. None of us are medical professionals here. Vanessa's too afraid of needles to jab. Johnny, I think, has refused to as well because he says Allie's yucky. I will do the jab today. And I did study up.
You did?
Oh, yeah. I watched some videos last
night. Oh, great. Because I saw different videos. I saw the advice that all the listeners were giving who work in that field. And I just felt like, God, I really need to know. And I also feel like doctors and nurses are giving us way too much credit, thinking that we can do this on our own.
I know.
I'm like, what? You're just giving us needles
and
being like, aim for this spot.
Yeah. If you're a little
bit to the left,
do that.
We're not good. We don't have the ability, the skill, the knowledge.
Like, we all just have tons of needles now.
So we're going to get a nurse on the phone also to talk me through it when I give it to you properly. So at least it feels like it's been supervised by a medical professional.
That would make me feel better.
But this is all part of the goal of us impregnating Allie. That'll be coming up in about a half an hour on K-Rock. If you're not watching on YouTube or streaming there right now, let's give away her money.
Allie knows the news.
As we say hi to your contestant this morning, and today you will be battling Jenna, listening to the show somewhere in Southern California. Good morning, Jenna. Welcome to K-Rock.
Good morning, sweetie.
No cheating. Let's go ahead and make that promise now. Allie's going to leave the K-Rock studios. If you look closely at her ass on the way out, you can see those welts that Jake gave her yesterday while trying to impregnate her. And here we go. 5 questions. Answer these quickly, confidently, and accurately, and let's pay the people. As we go to question number 1. A woman claims that she found what inside of an orange juice that she purchased at Trader Joe's?
A bug.
Question number 2. The NFL draft is finally here. Which team currently has the first pick in the NFL draft?
I should know this. This is making me nervous.
Need an answer. 3, 2, 1. All right, we move on to question number 3. No answer from question 2 from Jenna. We go to question 3 now. Big news today. What has the government just reclassified as less dangerous? Something that used to be in the category of dangerous has now been reclassified as less dangerous. Jenna?
AI.
AI. We go to question number 4. Sadly, Daryl Sheets has died. He was in a reality show. Which reality show was Daryl Sheets in?
Storage Wars.
And finally, you said Storage Wars. Here we go. Earlier this week, we talked about baby Jessica was back in the news. And now, Elizabeth Smart is back in the news. She was the kidnapped survivor of the kidnapping. Why is Elizabeth Smart back in the news right now? Why is she making news?
Oh, Jessica was domestic violence. Amy's smart. I'll say also domestic violence.
Domestic violence. Elizabeth's smart. All right, we'll bring Allie and we'll score it together. All stories about the news. You'll learn a thing or two. Let's see how you did. Jenna's battling for Allie's money. And here we go. Allie has re-entered the K-Rock studios. How are you doing? If you're playing along, would you have beaten Allie? Would you have taken her money? We go to question number one. Allie, a woman claims that she found what inside of an orange juice that she purchased at a Trader Joe's?
Ooh. A fingernail.
Oh, man. You were so close.
Really? Can't a finger? Accept. Full finger?
Fingertip.
Oh, cool.
She,
a fingernail is a tip.
Woman claims that she found a piece of a glove, and inside of that glove was a fingertip inside of a very, very freshly squeezed bottle of orange juice that she got at Trader Joe's. I cannot accept that as a right answer. And sadly, your contestant, Jenna, said a bug. Also cannot accept that. So we move to question two with a score of 0-0. The NFL draft is back. Which team currently has the number one pick in the NFL draft?
Oh, gotta go back back in time. God, who did the worst? Was it the Jets?
Oh, it's always a good possible guess.
The Raiders.
Yeah, that's the team I was looking for. The Las Vegas Raiders. No one got that right, though, sadly, because we didn't get an answer from Janice. So we go to question three. Yeah. Still tied up 0-0. Question three. What has just been reclassified by the government as less dangerous?
Weed.
All right. She said AI, but the correct answer is marijuana. Weed is now
closer and closer.
Less dangerous. We will take it. And we go to question number four. Allie's up 1-0 with two questions left.
We reverse mushed weed.
I know. It's amazing, right? Did a bunch of it on the show.
And then now look, they're like, this isn't so bad.
You hear that, lawyers? You hear that, lawyers of the company?
They clearly haven't heard that show.
Well, no. If they heard that show,
they were going to reverse this.
Reclassified as much more dangerous. Just listen to Allie try to say a sentence when she was all gummed up.
Yeah, that was rough.
Sadly, Daryl Sheets has died. Yeah. Reality star from what reality show?
Storage Wars.
Oh, she said that as well. I love that Storage Wars show. And he was one of the best. He was the best one, I think. I like that guy, Daryl Sheets. I haven't seen it in a bunch of years, but when I used to watch it, I was always rooting for that guy to win the lockers, and she got that as well. Both of you thought that was a hard question, but both of you get point. Allie, earlier this week, we talked about how baby Jessica was back in the news.
Yes.
And now, kidnapping survivor Elizabeth Smart is back in the news. Why is she in the news?
She's bodybuilding. She placed first in a bodybuilding competition.
Jenna thought it was for domestic violence. Very funny answer, but we can't accept it. But yeah, the correct answer, Allie's right. She is now becoming a professional bodybuilder.
Whole second life.
Empowerment through bodybuild. No one will kidnap me again with these guns. And at the end of it all, sadly, Jenna, you were a lot of fun to play with, but you did not win. And what must you shamefully admit over the airways of K-Rock? Go ahead.
This is Jenna from La Mirada, and Allie knows the news.
All right. Here's a question for you. Thanks for playing. A lot of times the first text you receive of the day will either set up your day for success or failure. And sometimes the first text you get, especially if you're married, is not a good morning, love you, have a wonderful day, but it's some sort of
an emergency,
a catastrophe.
I've already gotten mine today.
Oh, you already got your first one today?
Mm-hmm.
I will bet you the first text of the day that I received today, followed by the second and third, are the three funniest collection of texts anyone has ever gotten. And they're all different emergencies.
And we can't do anything about any of them.
No, I'm sitting here. So the question we have for you right now is just look at your phone. Have you received a text yet today? What is the first text of the day you received? We'll take those calls and we'll share ours next at 800-520-1067. It's K-Rock.